The awareness of hearts, time, and the company.
My name is Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, Catskill, and Hudson.
There's gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus.
WGXC is broadcasting again live music shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And tune in for a live webcast Sunday, December 19th at 7:30 p.m. from the Avalon Lounge for Brian DeWan's annual Christmas show. That's Catskill artist Brian DeWan performing live Sunday, December 19th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 7:30 p.m. till 9 and on a live webcast at WGXC.org.
Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing. And Foley says, put up your dukes. And then he takes that golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32. A destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marxist of Ghent, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in green.
Step away. Be joyful.
The feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't tell you there's a choice, but you gotta know that
today's the day.
Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful,
joyful.
Ooh, gonna be, I'm gonna be joyful,
joyful today.
Today I'm gonna be joyful,
joyful.
Yes I am, yes I am. I'm gonna be joyful,
joyful.
Today, today
I got the joy, joy down to my heart, down to my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart. Today, today.
Yes, beloved, we got joy today. Hallelujah. Gonna be joyful, gonna be joyful, gonna be joyful for people who are going through so much they don't have joy right now. But you know, the Bible tells us that weeping may endure for a night, joy gonna come in the morning. So they're gonna be joyful once again. We believe you for that, beloved. We believe for that. It might be a time of sadness and sorrow, but might be a time of terror and trouble. But praise be to God, with God's unchanging hand and his unfailing love, joy comes. It returns. So we're going to be joyful this morning. Hallelujah. For those who can't feel the joy right now, this is the season of joy, the message of joy to the world, for the Savior has come. So, beloved, how y'all doing out there? You feeling joyful today? today, we're going to be joyful. Right, Mr. Martin? We're going to be joyful today?
Absolutely. This is the season we're spreading love, peace, and joy on the bright side.
Amen. We're looking for the bright side. You know, I have family in Kentucky, and my son, he's such a sensitive, you know, he's very family oriented. And he called me yesterday. Have you heard from Toy? I've been calling. I can't get through. But I'm so glad to share, beloved, that my niece and her family, they have a farm in Kentucky, and they were 10 minutes from Mayfield, where it all touched down over there. And but they're safe, praise the Lord. Because they have a farm and he, you know, does other kinds of work that they have generators and stuff. So they're doing okay. Praise the Lord. She told me, sent me pictures, told me, you know, the devastation to the courthouse there and her bank and a few other places. But a good report also, she said Applebee's emptied out their freezer and just cooked up everything. They're cooking up stuff to give food out to people. Praise be to God. And so we thank God for that kind of spirit, that kind of mindset. They might as well, everybody over there who had a restaurant might as well, because they're going to be without power for a couple of days. And so rather than seeing it all go to waste, amen, give it out. Amen. Give it out. So we joyful. Amen. Overcomer Ministries, with the help of a Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner and the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, we did our Christmas gift giveaway for children yesterday. We helped, I don't know, dozens of families and 68 kids, and just wonderful. I know some organizations do hundreds and thousands, and we're glad for that too. And we're glad for what we are able to do. And we have more, we do more. But we thank God for what we're able to do, and the parents and the grandparents. I know Edith Casey's stocking fund has been going for a while, and praise the Lord. I know that the other events, you know, very generous community here in Hudson and Columbia County, I must say. And people tend to want to look out for people. So thank God for that. I'm just feeling joyful today, beloved. My body tired, but my mind and my spirit are full. Amen. Hallelujah. Driving around to parts all over the county. Some of our members who would be helpful have different job schedules now, and some are sick and some are recovering from COVID. So, you know, a lot more was on me, and but it was a good day, and I'm grateful, and I'm joyful, and I'm joyful. And that's what our lineup today is kind of about today. Joy, joy, joy to the world. Joy to the world. Yes, beloved. So we have Maverick City featuring Tribal, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. We have LaShawn Mitchell with his song, Joy. Yes, beloved, hallelujah. And then, oh, the Pentatonix. I think I got them on here a time or two today. We just heard, we're going to hear Joy to the World from Pentatonix and the First Noel. Loving them. Also, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, came across him a week or so ago. And yes, beloved, we got a couple of his projects, 12 Days of Christmas, and I Fixed It Up with Jesus. We want to hear a little bit of those projects from Keith Wonderboy Johnson. I Came to Tell You, Trinity Inspirational Choir. That's right, beloved. I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, that there's joy in the world. The joy came to the world, and God's promise to the world, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming, hallelujah, in the morning. As the night comes and the morning follows, trouble comes, but joy follows. And don't ask me how he does it, but I'm telling you, I've lived it. I know it's true, and it's the same for me as it is for you. Hallelujah. We have another song out here today for you, This Christmas by Mr. Toby Mac. Father of the Fatherless is also subtitled. And this Christmas, a little R&B for you at the end of the broadcast. So hang on in there. Don't go nowhere. This is the Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere right here on WGXC with me, your host, Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. Amen. And listen and be blessed. I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary in a minute.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let it receive the King. Let every heart be bending low, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
No. got true love instead of pain. That's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. Yes, you give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy.
Hudson and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here, radio for listening ears, listener-supported radio for listening ears. And this is where there is a bright side. This is Pastor Kim with the 12 Days of Christmas and Mr. Wonderboy Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes, beloved. Well, I came to tell you too. I came to tell you about Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Joyful, joyful, joy to the world. Amen. This happy third Sunday of Advent, Advent 3. Yes, winding down, counting down the clock till the remembrance of the day that the Christ child was born. We know that the Roman Catholics, the Anglicans, the Lutherans, the mainline Protestant churches, and the Western church all celebrate Advent and do this countdown. It is a countdown that helps us to reflect on and internalize the values and principles of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a day today on this third watch that we celebrate and rejoice. For Advent 3 is also known as Rejoice Day. Rejoice Day. And how and why do we rejoice? We rejoice because we understand that God is near to us. The Word of God tells us, hallelujah, that God has come unto us, left his home in glory to become our salvation story. When we know and understand that God is near, beloved, we can put away our fear. Yes, I know sometimes even for myself, when I start to get a little anxious and a little fretful, a little fearful, I have to lock down and hold on and say, wait a minute, I got to get back into the presence of God. He's feeling too far away from me. That's why I'm feeling this fear. Let me focus on my relationship with God and that he is near. For he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I won't forget you. And I'll always forgive you. God is near. What can separate us from the love of God? Paul asked. Said nothing separate us from the love of God. And when we know and believe in the love of God, beloved, we can cast all our cares on him. We can come to him. We can tell him about our struggles. We can tell him about our troubles. We can bring these things to him. We don't have to burden it on our own, bear it by ourselves. But we can share it with God, and God will share it with whoever he needs to share it to help lighten our load and put light on our path. Oh, it's time to rejoice, beloved, because when we know that God loves us, we know that we can depend on God for mercy. And mercy suits our case, beloved. Hallelujah. And when we can get into the mercy of God and understand that it is new every morning, we can live in peace. Oh, my God, that gives us reason to rejoice, beloved, how to love the Lord, amen, and rejoice in him. How do you get into the joy when you're not feeling joyful? Praise the Lord. Get more fully into God. How do I get more fully into God? Accept the gift, the greatest gift of all. In John 3:16, it tells us that for so God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. This is what this season is about, beloved, that God so loved the world. That is us in it. Not this terrestrial ball, but all the inhabitants of it. He loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, have you come to know him? I'm talking about the child, man, God, Son, Jesus. He's all those things, beloved. He's all those things for us. In Gospel of Luke, in chapter 1, it tells us about his birth, his coming birth, the announcement made unto the Virgin Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to a town called Nazareth, to a place called Nazareth in a town called Galilee, and he made the announcement to her. She was already engaged, but she had still remained virgin, and the angel told her, you are highly favored of God. The Lord is near you. God is with you even. And you shall conceive and give birth to a son and call him Jesus, for he will be the savior of his people, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will never end. Hallelujah, beloved. Yes, beloved, this is the season when we celebrate the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the God of all gods. Hallelujah. Oh, my Jesus, I'm just getting happy right now talking about him and thinking about him. I remember a day when I was living without him, but now I know too much about him. I can't doubt him. Hallelujah. You know, in the early church, they had some difficult times dealing with the whole truth of the birth of Jesus and trying to get the message out there, trying to get the message across. They had the experience of new life in Christ. They had the experience of coming to know God like they'd never known him before. And there was upheaval. Religious leaders and political leaders were trying to squash the message, trying to kill the message, even kill the messengers. But killing the messengers didn't stop the message. As a matter of fact, they began to put the message in code, praise the Lord. And so we have that song, amen, the 12 days of Christmas. And each day of that song represents another fact that they were putting in code to get the message of the Lordship of Jesus Christ out into the world. Hallelujah. The first day of Christmas, the partridge and the pear tree represented Jesus, the Son of God, whose birthday we celebrate on the first day of Christmas. Hallelujah. Amen. The second day of Christmas, the two turtle doves, it was talking about the Old and New Testaments. Hallelujah. The gift the singer finds in the complete story of the Judeo-Christian faith. On the third day of Christmas, the three French hens represented faith, hope, and love. The gifts that hearken to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks to us out of the word of God. The fourth day of Christmas, the four calling birds, it was a song of code that reflected on the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings. Those are the five books of the Torah or the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. The sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave six geese a laying. Each egg is a day in creation, the 6 days that God formed and created in the world. And the seventh day, the book of Genesis tells us that God rested. Hallelujah. If God needed rest, beloved, we need rest too. Come on here, somebody. You can't burn the candles at both ends 7 days a week, 365 a year. And it reminds us on the sixth day of Christmas of the 6 days of work and then that seventh day of rest. The seventh day of Christmas, hallelujah, it was to talk about the Holy Spirit's seven gifts of prophecy and ministry and teaching, exhortation and giving and leading and compassion. Hallelujah. The values and principles embodied in Christ that God passes on to us. Hallelujah. By his Holy Spirit. And on the eighth day of Christmas, the eight maids, the milking, represented the eight who were blessed, including the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Yes, beloved, the ninth day of Christmas, it was referring to nine ladies dancing, but really it's the nine fruit of the Spirit of God. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and generosity and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Yes, beloved, there's more to the story. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is why we are rejoicing and celebrating on today. Hallelujah. 10 days of Christmas talked about the Ten Commandments, beloved. The 11th day of Christmas and the, hallelujah, 11 pipers piping referred to the 11 apostles who carried the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. And then plus Paul. And the 12th day of Christmas, the 12 drummers drumming. Well, beloved, it is the Lord speaking of the church and the communion of the saints, the Apostles' Creed, and all the things that it tells us that we are to believe. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. 12 days of Christmas. There's biblical references to all those days as well. We're going to get into that next time. But we're going to wrap out our time right now and tell you about what we just heard with Mr. Keith Wonderboy. Hallelujah. Because somebody said the Greeks philosophized it and the Romans politicized it, but Africans spiritualized it. So Brother Keith Wonderboy took the 12 days of Christmas and he gives it to us like this. The first day of Christmas, the Lord Jesus gave to me victory. Amen, somebody. Yes, beloved. On the second day, he gave me 2 shoes for shouting. Huh. 3 preachers preaching, praying. 4 mighty missionaries. 5 songs to sing. 6 missionaries praying. 7 days of prayer. 8 angels watching. 9 wise deacons. And 10 voices harmonizing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, beloved, I feel the joy of the season. I feel Jesus in my soul, the reason for the season, the reason that I have to rejoice today, the reason that you can face your fears, hallelujah, overcome your troubles, your tribulations, and your struggles, that God can dry all the tears we cry. I'm telling you, beloved, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. You're going through a rough time. Get closer to God. How can I get closer to God? Except the greatest gift he ever gave mankind. He wrapped himself up in human flesh, came to experience our experience from the womb to the tomb. God knows all about it, beloved. He has not spared himself, nor will he spare us from the vicissitudes of life. But he has given us the victory, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ. It's season for Jesus' birth to be remembered and celebrated. And I thank God that I had this time to share these thoughts with you. And this is my spiritual social commentary for today. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is my story. I'm sticking to it. God bless you, beloved. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. And it's coming up next. You don't go nowhere.
You know, me and a few friends were sitting talking one day, and one of my friends was really depressed. He was saying that he didn't have no joy this holiday season. And I told that friend that day, I said, you know, no matter what you're going through, there's someone out there that's less fortunate than you. And you still have a lot to be thankful for. Then that day, I told him, you need to be like me. You know what I did? I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. All of my days were dark as night because my soul just wasn't right. This holiday, I made peace with my enemies. This holiday, when I say hi to someone and they turn their nose up at me, I can put a smile on my face. God, the only friend I need. I
might you love my enemies this holiday.
I like this song, y'all. Continue to talk, and I say, you are blessed. You have a nice home, a nice car, but it's still one thing you need to know. You know what I tell you? I learned to be a little more humble this holiday. I've learned to be a little more humble this holiday. I've learned that there's no big guys and little you.
this holiday. I fixed it up with Jesus this holiday. All of my days were dark as night because my soul just wasn't right. Saying like that, huh?
I fixed it up with Jesus.
It wasn't that long ago.
I fixed it up,
yeah,
with Jesus.
I came to Jesus.
I fixed it up.
Just as I
Jesus.
Was.
With Jesus this holiday. Yes, be a little bit more humble. Forgive your enemies. Matter of fact, love them. Just tell God you love them. Fake it till you make it. Keep on working at it. You're going to get there. Amen. Listen, beloved, I know, been in this planet for a minute. I know how heavy life can get. I know how dark they can seem. Weeks, months even can be. But I promise you, the sun is still here, and there is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there. God loves you. I love you, too. Praying for you, and I ask you who know how to get a prayer through, pray for me, too. God bless you. Until we meet or speak again, this is Pastor Kim and Brother Randall Martin. This is A Bright Side Somewhere. We got one more tune for you as we get ready to go. Enjoy the Lord. Enjoy your life. God bless you, and goodbye.
Johnny never got his wish December 25th. That's what he said when we left the orphanage. 9 years old, but Johnny was an old soul. Gonna spend his first Christmas in a real home. Then he showed me a picture he made the night before. A drawing of a man standing outside the door. He said,
I see him in my dream. It comforts me when I can't sleep.
Father of the fatherless, be with your sons and daughters.
He asked there in the sky. I said I do and saw a sparkle in his eye. Big brother for the weekend, responding to the season. I took a chance to give us better than receiving. 2 nights, a new family, some holiday cheer. We laughed and sang, came on a midnight clear. We gave, received, and as we headed to a close, we looked to the heavens and it started snowing.
Father of the fatherless, be with your sons and daughters this Christmas.
Choose to give
this Christmas.
Is this
that we look after orphans and widows and their distress?
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Joy to the world,
big brother turned dad in a couple weeks. Some gifts give more than you.